Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my loves, praise the Lord because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're called to get rooted and closer to God through a personal relationship. Hallelujah. To look at the Word of God and see how we apply it in our lives to go deeper into understanding, because sometimes the issues of life can have us look and be like, what is going on? But if we just take the time to let God speak to us and show us his Word and show us a new way of looking at his Word and getting deeper understanding, we can be able to see where we are in our life and see the situations and see that God is still there, that he's still speaking, that he's always releasing revelation and understanding. And I'm just so thankful. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. You're holy. Holy is your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for choosing us to worship and honor and adore you, to get to know you personally, Father God. We thank you for reconciling us back through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the strength to seek your face, hallelujah, to get a better understanding of you, to get your knowledge, hallelujah, and your wisdom. We ask you to touch us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Shed your blood over any area of our life where we need to be resurrected in, Father God. Allow us to go deeper into the understanding of who you are, Father. We long for more of you. We long for more of your wisdom and your knowledge, Father God. We ask you to show us where we are. Give us the strength to be obedient, to do all things that you called us to do, the way you called us to do it, and have us be okay with being in alignment with your season and your timing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. I only want to say what the Spirit of the Lord called me to say. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about this topic. The title is called The Following, because God's been really speaking to me about following. And we know we're supposed to follow Christ. If we find, he who finds Christ finds life and receives favor of the Lord. So when you follow him, you find life and you receive the true life that God called us here to receive. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be talking about this subject all this week as the Spirit released to me, because God got so much he released to me, hallelujah, but I know in the time allotted, I'm not going to be able to release it all, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So this is a continuation from earlier. Earlier, I did a video. If you didn't hear it, you can go back on my page, Crystal Hug Love Anderson, or you go to my page, God Rooted Message, and listen to it as God was leading me to follow, hallelujah. And I start off at Matthew's, but today I want to start off at John 6, because we talked about Elijah and Elijah, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, too, and how Elijah was called to bring Elijah to give him his position of where he was at. Hallelujah. And I talked about how it is to follow a depressed someone, because we know Elijah had depression issues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he wanted to kill himself and he thought he was the only prophet left after God had gave him the power to turn the sacrifice, burn up the sacrifice. Hallelujah. After he put on 7 buckets of water, hallelujah, he killed all the prophets of Baal that was under Ahab, the king of Israel at the time, and Jezebel, his wife, wanted to kill him, so Elijah had got to the point where he wanted to kill, he was ready to God, but God had to let him know, now you need to go anoint Elijah, the son of Shaphat, to take your position, hallelujah, to take into your stand, hallelujah. So in John 6 and 61, I'm going to start there and say, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured. Now, this is 6 is when Jesus is explaining that he's the bread of life, and he's telling them they need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The bread is his flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the disciples couldn't receive it. And Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it and said to them, does this offend you? What is it that you shall see? He said, what and if you shall see the Son ascend up when he is before? It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing, and the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I to you that no man can come to me except he was given to me of the Father. For at that time, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered him, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you are a devil? And this he spoke of Judah Iscariot. Hallelujah. So I want you to hold on to that and see how Jesus was saying to them that So he knew who wasn't going to believe. Hallelujah. And he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he say, can't nobody come to me except the Father give them to me. Hallelujah. He asked them, will they go away? Hallelujah. So Jesus questioned to his disciples, will you go away? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, no. Hallelujah. Now, when we go to 2 Kings, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we talk about Elijah and Elijah. Now, we realize when you go in 1 Kings and 19, how God was telling Elijah to go and anoint Elijah, hallelujah, and how he threw his mantle on him, and he came to receive his mantle, hallelujah, and he ran after him and followed him. He said, what have I done to you? When he asked, when he said, I'm going to come and follow you, hallelujah, because the Spirit of the Lord had gave him to him. Jesus said, can't nobody come to me unless the Father have given them to him. The only reason Elijah knew what it was when Elijah threw his mantle on him because the Father had given him to him to take over the position that he had. Hallelujah. And he said, what have I done to you? But when we sit here and read Elijah, 2 Kings 2, hallelujah, it says, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. It say Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elijah, tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said to him, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, will I not leave you? So they went down to Bethel. Hallelujah. So he say, as the Lord lives. And he say, I pray you. Hallelujah. I pray you. One thing we need to understand, anytime someone in the Bible said, I pray you, that means they was asking for permission. Hallelujah. See, one thing we need to understand, that Elijah was transferring his position to Elijah. Hallelujah. So now he was asking Elijah for permission to leave him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he was walking into alignment of the transformation of his calling, of his mantle to give it to Elijah. Hallelujah. See, we have heard this talk so many times, and we have heard leaders and people say that you are to do everything that the leaders say to get the mantle. Hallelujah. And we have put so much religious and so much man-made things on it that it throws people off. And a lot of times, because this is an example, I was under a leader, and a leader had said to me that he seen the anointing of God on me. He seen it on my life and all this. But then when he seen that God was telling me to move, he let me know, if I would have known this, I would have not had put you in the position that I called you to be put in. But you say that you knew that God called me and God put me in this position. So now you're taking credit for a position that God called me to be. But see, God taught me through that lesson was that you were not supposed to be up under that leadership to take that mantle, hallelujah, but I had to learn another lesson from that. I had to learn my voice. I had to learn how to study, hallelujah, because I learned a lot of things under that leadership, hallelujah, but I wasn't supposed to take the mantle, take the position from him. It was not supposed to be transferred, his position, to me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because when I did my first initial sermon, my spirit said to me, I'm not supposed to do this, like up here on the church and leading the church and things like that. God let me know that I'm going to be in the world, that he's going to send me to the world, send me to places where most people don't go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, people go and they don't acknowledge and they feel like it's not worthy, because God told me that I'm going to have a ministry of traveling the world. And the way God got me traveling the world now is a way that most people once feel like they're being used by God. But I see the power and the authority of God. Hallelujah. And I see how God is training me up and how God is allowing me to be submissive, but also to lead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be able to learn the difference. Hallelujah. So it say, I pray you. So when most leaders, when you read in the Bible, most people say, I pray you, they're asking for permission. Just like if you look at Ruth and Naomi. Naomi kept on trying to get Ruth to leave, not knowing that Ruth was there to bring about having Obed, for Obed to be the father of Jesse, for Jesse to be the father of David, hallelujah, for Samuel to be able to be in a position to where he was, so he can anoint one of Jesse's sons, which will be David, the one that was that was taking care of the sheep, the one that they didn't even call to the thing, hallelujah. But see, it's always an alignment of something, hallelujah. The following, hallelujah. Jesus said, you find me, you find life. When God called you to follow someone, he have you find life, hallelujah. Find the life of the situation, hallelujah. So he asked him, He said, I pray you, would you stay here? See, one thing we need to understand, when someone is depressed, see, I want to get this down today, and then I'll finish it Friday. When someone is depressed, because I battle with depression, hallelujah, and the Father have allowed me to be whole, but he have showed me the symptoms. He have really allowed me to look back, bring back to remembrance. A lot of people say they don't want to look into their past, but me looking back to remembrance and seeing the days where I've been there and seeing how God has been there, how God has delivered me, and how his word has strengthened me, is allowed me to be able to teach, hallelujah, and show people that if God did it for me, he can do it for you. Most people that are depressed, they want to be alone. See, Elijah knew he was getting ready to go, because it say right here that when Elijah was about to go into the heaven, would take him up to heaven. See, God had gave him, God and Elijah's relationship was so special that God allowed him to know when he was leaving. Hallelujah. That is your time. See, you wanted to leave when you were depressed about the thing, because you had killed off all Baal prophets, and Jezebel was talking about she swore to her gods that she was going to bring harm to you. But I have to have you transfer your position to someone else to set them up, hallelujah, to walk and do the greater works than what you have already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say he knew that he when it was about his time, he say, I pray you to stay here. Hallelujah. So he was asking him, will you stay here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He asked him permission to stay here. He say, no, as long as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will stay with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, the sons of the prophets that were in Bethel came from Elijah and said to him, know you that the Lord will take away your master from your head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold your peace. See, the thing is that when you have a relationship with God, God let other people know. Like, it's some people that I have relationships with that God have revealed stuff to me, and I know he have revealed them to them because he's telling me so many details about the relationship that we have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the time that we are to come together, we're going to come together, and it's going to be in alignment because it's something that God allowed me to receive. Jesus say, no one can come to me unless the Father gives them to me. I cannot have a relationship with no one unless the Father caused this relationship into existence, unless it was before the foundation of the world, unless the calling and the purpose that's on our lives is in alignment with what God called it to be. Hallelujah. So a person that's depressed want to be alone. See, Elijah was fighting with this, but he knew what he had to do, but he also knew the struggle of thinking about, I know I have to leave here, but I have to transfer this over. So I'm doing it in subtle ways, hallelujah, because I'm asking him permission to leave me, but he said as long as I live, because God has showed Elijah his position and Elijah his position, hallelujah. So they was transferring it in a way where both was receiving and giving, hallelujah, because one thing we need to understand, the leader that's going through the thing of transferring his position over, they going through something because they know they're about to be present with the Lord, hallelujah, and then they know that they're about to lose their position. Now, some people, we have to look at it this way, because some people can be so offset of what I'm saying. Some people can be at a time and a point where you in a leadership position, God ain't saying you about to come home with him and go to heaven, but you about to go into another position, and you need to transfer this position over to who he called to take over this position, because now you're going into a new season. You're going into a new leadership. You're going to another faith level, but you need to give over this position. See, some people don't want to let go of certain skills and certain positions that they have to go to the next level in God. Hallelujah. Because they like the name. They like the title. They like the position. They like the praise and the honor and the glory that they have. Hallelujah. But see, when you're in alignment with God, you will be able to be comfortable with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when you think about it, Elijah felt like he was the only prophet left. So now God then let him know, you're not the only prophet left. It's what he said, 7,000 of the remnant left. So first God then let him know, you ain't the only prophet left. And then God let him know, well, I need you to go and give somebody your position because it's time for you to go home. So God let you know, okay, it's other people in this skill set that you got. It's other people that I have the remnant doing the same work that you're doing. They have not bowed down. That's truly trusting me. But I need to I want you to give over this position to someone else that I have anointed to do it even better than what you called to do. Hallelujah. Because now it's time for you to go home and meet. Because he says, they who find him find life and receive favor of the Lord. So you have found life in this position. In this leadership thing, you have found life in it. So now he's trying to take you to another leadership position where you can find life again. Because as we're living here on earth, as we're walking out God's will, we want to continue to find life. We want to find life in every position. position that we seek, every position that God called us to do. Because if Jesus said we are to do greater work, that means we are to find more light that God called us to find, so we can receive the favor. And every faith level you go to, that means you're finding more life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Elijah said to him, Elijah, tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And I said, as the Lord lives and as your souls live, I will not leave. So they came to Jericho. So he asked him the same question. He said the same thing. He asked me, you stay here. He said, as long as the Lord live, I'm going wherever you going. And the sons of the prophets that was there in Jericho said to Elijah and said to him, know you not that the Lord will take away your master from your head today? And he answered, ye, I know it. Hold your peace. Elijah kept telling them, hold their peace. He said, you're going to take away your master from your head tonight. See, what we need to understand, as you, the Elijah is out here, these prophets are saying to him that he's going to take away your master from your head, from your thought process, from your consuming. See, God is trying, the leadership that you are, God is trying to get you comfortable with not being around that leadership no more. Knowing that they was a good leader, knowing that they was anointed by God, knowing that they mantle with powerful in God. But God is letting you know, I'm taking it out of your head. I'm taking that master out of your head. Now I'm transforming your mind for you to be the leader. Hallelujah. For you to walk in the anointing, for you to walk in the mantle and do the work that I called you to do the way I called you to do it. Because now I'm going to call you to do it to greater works. Hallelujah. Because now they're going to heaven where I called them to go. It say we sit with God in heavenly places. So now they're finding life more. They're finding Jesus more in another level of the heavenly places. Hallelujah. Because if we're called to be leaders and we're called to finish working everything that God called us to do, we need to find life to finish anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you find Christ, you find life. Hallelujah. He say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. So anything that God called you to do and anything that God called you to walk out, you need to find the way, you need to find the truth, and you need to find the life that's breathed out, the breath of life that's in that situation that God called you to do, and you will receive the favor. Hallelujah. And you will be able to go from faith to faith, because it say we live from faith to faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have to be able to go from the different levels of what we called to through the transfer of positions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, some leaders, they don't want to let go of the position because they're afraid of the next level of the position of the calling on their life. Hallelujah. So they would rather hold you stagnant and not transfer. And don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. Because God wants you to know, because sometimes when a leader don't want to let go of the position, they would try to force you. They would do stuff where they are they battle depression. They battle on the loss of the position they have and going to the next level. Hallelujah. Because when you go to new levels, it's more things that you have to go through. Just imagine what you go through at the level you at now. When you go from another faith level, you got to go through more, because now you finding life again. You finding the truth of who God is again. You finding the new level of Him again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you have to just be comfortable with going through. Hallelujah. But don't take abuse, though. But know that it's a process. Know that we're all going through the process. Hallelujah. You don't, because when you battle depression, you feel you want, it's times you want to be alone. It's times you don't want to be alone. It's times you moody and you cry. Hallelujah. It's like it's kind of like a double-minded person, but it's not. It's more of a feeling thing. It's not that you're, it's more of a feeling, because you overthink stuff when you're depressed. You picture things differently than what it is. That's why I say we cast down all the imaginations, bringing to obedience every thought to the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. We want our thoughts to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. We want our thoughts to the obedience of Him, so we can be in alignment with His will. Hallelujah. And I go deeper into the depression. Hallelujah. Because there's so much levels to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to write something about that, because it's so much. And the son of the prophet said to him, and Elijah said to him, Terry, I pray you here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and as my soul lives, I will not leave you. And they two went on. He said, the Lord sent. One thing we need to understand, Elijah kept saying that the Lord sent me here. Hallelujah. And he said, as you live, I shall not live. Because if the Lord sent you, that means He sent me too. Because the Lord have opened me up to follow you. Hallelujah. He have opened me up to find the life. Hallelujah. So I know if He sent you, that means He sent me. And that's why you said, I pray you, because you're asking Him for permission to come with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, so many people's mind is so stuck in leadership and wanting people to do all type of different things for them, because nowadays the leaders of churches and the leaders, they want you to say if you ain't comfortable cleaning the bathrooms and doing this and doing that, then you're not good to be a leader. Hold on, if that's not what God sent you to do, if God told me to be to come under you to do the work that you called me to do, what God sent me when I'm with you right now, the work that you're doing right now, this is what God is trying to line me up to do right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he said, this is an example for you. Now I want you to be able to wash people's feet. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, the cleaning of feet was like a holy thing. When Moses came to Jesus, when he was burning in the bush, he said, take off your shoes because this is holy ground. So now Jesus is washing the disciples' feet. I want your feet to be cleansed. He said, we are cleansed through the words. Hallelujah. So now he was cleansing their feet to be able to walk on the holy grounds that God was calling them to do, the holy position that he was calling them to do, because now we're royal priesthood. We are royal. We're royalty now. Hallelujah. So he was saying, I'm washing y'all feet to let you know that your feet are clean now, because Peter wanted him to wash everything. He said, no, I wash your feet, and now your whole body is clean. Hallelujah. Because feet is a representation of standing on the holy ground. Hallelujah. Now you're not standing in your own will. You're standing in my will. Hallelujah. You're standing in the Father's will of what I stood in, what I'm walking in, and you're doing what God called you to do, just like I'm doing what my Father called me to do. See, Jesus say, I didn't do nothing of myself, but everything the Father said to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So be comfortable with being who God called you to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water, and they were divided here and there. So they too went over and on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elijah, ask him, what shall I do for you before I be taken away from you? Elijah said, I pray you give me a double portion of the spirit of your spirit be upon me. He said, what shall I do? Hallelujah. Jesus asked him, will you leave me? Hallelujah. He said, what shall I do before I am taken away from you? See, Elijah knew that he was about to be taken away. He said, what shall I do? Elijah said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Hallelujah. Because he knew that he had greater works, because Jesus said, can't nobody come to me unless the Father sent them to me, unless the Father gives them to me. One thing we need to understand, when God comes to us, when God calls us to do something, we know what we need is more his spirit, more his power, more his might, more his authority. Hallelujah. Because we don't do things by power, by might, but by the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know we need his spirit. We need greater of his spirit to do the work that he called us to do. Because Elijah was a powerful prophet of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Elijah was a powerful prophet of the Lord. He did the greater work because he had the double portion. Jesus said, the words that I speak is spirit and life. Hallelujah. Elijah had the double. He had the spirit and he had the life. Hallelujah. So now he's speaking spirit and life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we are called to speak spirit and life. We are called to find life and go to another level of life. Hallelujah. So every time you go from a leadership position to another position, as God called you to transfer where you are now to go to where you are going, you are in life now, but God wants you to find new life. He wants you to find the newness of life. He always wants you to be finding life, so you're finding him. He wants you to find him in all elements of what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Because the spirit quickens, the spirit gives life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants you to find new levels of the spirit, of who he is, of his mouth, of his voice, of his speaking, of his seeing, of what God does. Hallelujah. So we'll be able to go deeper into who he called us to be, because God is powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for what God is doing in my life right now. And it's just such an honor to know who God is and know that God is right there with me. And it's saying, he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken away from you, it shall be so to you. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass that they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. love, and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and ripped them off. Hallelujah. So he's seen him go off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's seen him go up, and he received what he asked for, the double portion. Now, Elijah says, you ask for a hard thing. But he said, nevertheless, when Jesus asked God to take away his cup away from him, he said, but not my will, thy will. Hallelujah. That was his way of letting them know God's will shall be done. Because you ask for what God wanted you to ask. It say God will give us our heart desires. Elijah, when Elijah came to him and threw the mantle on him, he followed, he ran after him and said, let me go back and do this and then I will follow you. Hallelujah. He said, what have I done to you? Hallelujah. It wasn't him. He came because God had allowed Elijah to be open to go and follow him. Hallelujah. So when Elijah was open to go and follow him, the questions and the things that Elijah did, he was able to handle them. When Elijah was praying, saying, will you do this? Because when someone asks you to pray, they praying and they ask me, will you pray for me? Will you pray for this situation? Some people say pray, did that, and they ain't praying nothing. It's just a slogan. But a lot of people, when they ask you, will you pray, that means they want your agreement. They want you to seek the Father for them. So he say, I pray you. So I'm asking, hallelujah, I'm asking you to stay here. But he said, as long as you live, as long as you, the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not depart from you. He said, I'm going to stay with you. Hallelujah. Because God had gave him the determination that this is the will that I called you to do. So I want some of you to just sit back and think about the will of God's life over your life. And the situation where you feel like you're following someone that you're not supposed to be following, maybe God is prompting you to let you know to leave. Or maybe God is trying to give you a new understanding of why you are following, because it's about his will. Because that person is called to find new life in God. And you are called to find new life in the position they're in. Because the position that they're in, the position that Elijah was in, is new life. That is new life that Elijah is about to find. And the new life that Elijah is going to, being trapped up to the whirlwind into heaven, is a new life that he's about to find. So they both would find a new life. Because as a leader, you go from faith to faith. Hallelujah. You go from different levels of leadership. Hallelujah. Until you are finally absent from the body and you are present with the Lord. But in this case, Elijah was going to be present with the Lord. So stay encouraged and know that it is a purpose behind what God is allowing you to go through. But some of you, like I was under leaders that was not supposed to be leaders, you was not supposed to take their position. A person can preach good, a person can teach good, but if you're not called to be up under them to take over their mantle, and God is calling you to leadership to do something, you are really just wasting time. Hold on. Forgive me, Lord. I'm not going to say that. You are learning lessons, but ask God to teach you the lessons you need to learn. Because I have learned lessons out of every situation I've been in. So it wasn't a waste of time. It was growth. But we need to learn the difference between growth and position. Because some leaders are sent to grow you. Even the pain and the hurt is sent to grow you. But some leaders are sent to position you, to take over their position. So you need to know the difference. We need to have discernment to be able to go deeper. And I will go deeper about the following on the next episode of God's Word and Message. Hallelujah. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I thank you all for trusting in God and believing in what God is doing in my life and believing what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. And just trust God and just allow him to show you the new revelations and the new understanding of his word as you're seeking his word, as you're laying at his feet, as you're acknowledging to get understanding. Hallelujah. Because we all need understanding. We all need growth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are afraid of losing their position because they got to go through the process of again to gain another, a finding life again. It's a process in finding life. The process of our calling is finding life, truly. That's the process of the calling, finding life. We are called to go from faith to faith to keep finding life. It's say ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. We do that at every faith level we go to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we just got to look at it in a different way. I thank you all for tuning in. I pray you received us what the Spirit was saying to the church, and you go and you read and you study on your own and ask God what was for me. Ask God, what did he speak through me for you at the level you're in right now? Who are you, Elijah? Elijah, are you going into the position from going from being Elijah to the next level? Or are you Elijah, taking Elijah position? Ask God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll show you and he'll talk to you, because one thing about the Father, he wants you to live out his will, and he's going to teach it to you. He say, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me into the truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I wait on you all the days long. That's Psalm 25:3-4. I love them scriptures. I meditate on them scriptures, and it guides and directs me. Hallelujah. So I pray that you have a good night. You trust God and believe everything he's doing in your life, and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is so good. Hallelujah. His love is unbearable. It's unchangeable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Embrace the change. Embrace the transformation and the transfer. A position that God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Accept it, live it, and be it. We live, move, and have our being because of him. Breathe the life he called you to breathe and do the things he called you to do. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and brave, and heart. A hug, love, my love.